Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We love you.
Thank you.
I just have to say, I was kind of like shocked in the audience. I was watching you on that first vault. I wasn't sure if you were wincing because you were in pain or you're wincing because something happened. Or first, just tell me you're okay.
Yes, I'm okay. Just super frustrated how the night played out, but super proud of these girls that stepped up and did what they needed to do. And now we're Olympic silver medalists, so it's something that they'll cherish forever.
That's Simone Biles at NBC and Hoda earlier today. It's OMF, Mutt hanging out with the MFers. Get your reaction to this today. It's one of the bigger stories in the country. And these guys brought up a very interesting question about sort of going forward, you know, how this is going to be handled. And because it sounds like Simone Biles is healthy. It sounds like she's physically healthy. And it was something that she was dealing with mentally, was not in a good space. She was quoted after the event saying, "I didn't know where I was in the vault." And you heard her in the first quote we played last hour, which was not, wasn't there. And so she stepped away. She cheered on her team. They win silver. She was not a part of it. And now the next step will be what happens on Thursday. We talked about this off the air, and Tim in North Attleboro actually brings it up. Because Thursday, the individuals began, including the all-around, which I believe she won gold in back in 2016. Tim, what's going on? You're on OMF.
Hey, what's going on, boys? First time, long time.
What's up, man?
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, I bring that up. Does the narrative change if she competes this Thursday and wins gold in all five individual events, and she's healthy and fine?
Which narrative are you talking about?
On our team.
It's a good, Tim. So there's a lot.
I'm just curious.
There's two big narratives right now in the country. She's being supported for what she did, and she's a hero for what she did to step forward, and she's brave and she's courageous for what she did, and she's a quitter. So there's two major narratives right now on Simone Biles. Well, say which one?
Tim, I would say obviously if she's a quitter and she comes back, right, and she performs and wins a medal, then she's back to being a hero. You can't call her that anymore. But right now, like you said, like, I mean, there's a lot of people. Like, you know,
if it's truly a mental health issue, the Olympic Committee should have her evaluated, and she should not be allowed to compete the rest of the Olympics.
Well, if she fights through it, gets over it, competes, and wins a gold, it'll be just an even bigger story, wouldn't it?
A couple days to get over that much trauma does not seem believable to me.
Well, we'll see.
And that's, by the way, that's going to be a lot of the response. And I've seen a lot of response online. I've heard calls to this station, other stations. I mean, it's very much split in terms of what the reaction is. I mean, Tara Sullivan wrote a big story in the Globe praising her. And you have Clay Travis, you know, tweeting away that we're treating her differently than we treat a male athlete. So it's very split. And so when he brings up the narrative, you guys would agree, there's two major narratives going on right now, and she can change the landscape of it if she takes part in the events on Thursday. And she did win the gold in the all-around back in 2016. So we'll see if she takes part. I mean, today she would not commit to it. She called herself day-to-day. We've heard that in sports all the time. John in New Hampshire on the crowds in the Olympics. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I just want to hear your thoughts on this. If they allowed an audience, if they actually had spectators, do you think Simone Biles would have quit?
John, can I ask, does that mean is it less pressure? Or more pressure without the crowd there?
I mean, I just think that if there was a crowd there, it would have been it would have been tougher for her to walk away. And, you know, I just wonder if maybe this is just a, you know, it was perhaps easier because, you know, again, knowing that the cameras are there, but you're not hearing an audience cheering you on or what have you. And I don't know. I just,
See, I don't think so. I don't think it makes a difference.
Thanks,
because honestly, I think these girls, these women, I don't think they see a camera. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times, I'm just saying,
so
as, like
many
a,
times.
As like an athlete, you don't really kind of when you're playing. Do you ever think you're on TV?
No.
You know what I mean? You never thought you were on TV. But if you hear the crowd, you know what I mean, and they get going, that might change it. So, I mean, if the crowd is, maybe if the crowd was cheering her on, maybe she would feel like a little bit more support, maybe fight. I don't know. But I don't think, these people, I don't think they think about all the people that are watching them on TV. I don't think you can allow yourself to think like that.
Well, Tyler just mentioned that her parents are always in the crowd, and he's saying that she wasn't able to see her parents in the crowd, and that may have given her some reassurance.
One more time.
I don't know if that's the case or not. She did not bring that up in the aftermath of it. I just don't know if it's easier or harder to take part in these events with or without a crowd, or if they even notice that there's cheering or not, like Lou said. Chris in Medford. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, Christian, as far as, and Lou, actually, as being professional athletes, you guys probably know more than most about, like, real pressure. But I think, Christian, it kind of sounds like you're slightly Tom Cruising talking out of pocket, because I don't think you quite probably understand, you know, for 4 years, her being the number one focus of it. And you guys seem like well-adjusted people, or maybe your lowest of lows isn't a great reference point for what Simone's is. You know what I mean?
Well, I know, so, Chris. Listen, we're removing Simone Biles from the equation. We all understand what she's been through. It sparked a bigger discussion, removing Simone Biles from it, just how pressure is being handled in professional sports. That is what the discussion is about. We're not critiquing it. We're not calling her a quitter. We kind of, took it in a different direction because I think the lines have been blurred. Me, in general, in sports overall, I think the difference between mental illness and fear needs to be established.
Do you think that teams offer enough support to individuals? Since you think right now there's like this almost block between, you're calling it fighting through certain things.
Yeah.
So should teams be more responsible, whether it's a coach, sports psychologist, do young athletes, do any athlete, do you have the resources you need, do you feel like,
I think you
to
need
deal
to be,
with these things right now?
I think you need to be really careful because I do think that they can merge together, and some coaches may not know the difference. So, and in order to protect everybody involved, you have to lean toward the mental illness side to make sure you don't say something wrong, don't force somebody to do something they're not capable of. Because some kids, someplace, you have to say, dude, you got to suck it up. Like, I don't think you can tell kids to suck it up, figure it out anymore. I don't think you can do that because you may find a guy who is legitimately ill. And since you can't tell the difference, and some people hide behind it, like they do. Like, that's just, that is sports. They're not willing to deal with it or fight through it, knowing that they'll be better off for it.
See, and again, like, even like gymnasts, like you almost feel like the mentality of like, I can't handle the pressure gets weeded out earlier in life. You know, this,
because it's a lifestyle. It's
these
not just
women
a
are
sport.
In, yeah, the yeah, Olympics yeah. isn't the. I mean, it is the pinnacle, but it isn't the biggest event. You know, or like just the only big event in their careers. You know what I mean? They probably, if these girls are 16 years old, at the age of 10 years old, enormous pressure in some kind of meet. Same thing at 12, same thing at 14, same thing to qualify. So that pressure is there. And the ones that can't handle it probably get weeded out at the age of 11 or the age of 12. You know what I mean? And that's why I go back to Naomi Osaka. Like, you know, this is someone that, you know, couldn't handle the media doubting her and questioning her and asking why she can't perform at this and perform at that. And now it's like you surround yourself with everybody, you're great, you're great, you're great, and never pointing out maybe some flaws publicly. And when it finally does, it's like, I can't handle this. You know what I mean? She's had big matches for her in her career, but it just got to the point where she just couldn't handle it, you know, anymore mentally, and she's had to take a little bit of a break from it. But it's like these women have dealt with it their whole lives. I just think with her, it's separate. But we're just talking about, again, moving forward, Man, there's a lot of pressure in sports. There's a lot of pressure in a lot of things, and how do we deal with it moving forward?
Ryan is joining the show here on OMF. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yep. What's up?
So I wanted to compare Simone's kind of mental difficulties to an athlete coming back from an injury. You know, Alex Smith suffered a catastrophic injury, and what if he were to say, you know, I'm so scared to get hit, I can't, I don't think I can perform.
See, to me, I like the comparison. You were almost there for me with me. I like the comparison because Alex Smith, if anyone saw the documentary on him, what his leg looked like, what he was going through, the fact that that dude had the mental strength to get his ass back out there, because that's not mental illness. That's fear. Like, to me, that's like, dude, I don't want to break my leg. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust my leg. That takes some coaching, and that takes some time, which I think is completely different.
Well, you said it earlier, and I agree with 100%. Like, we're starting to sort of mesh fear and fear of failure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with mental illness or mental health, and it's part of it. It is. It's not, like, that's part of it. Like, there's a lot of people dealing with it. We call it something different, you know, but dealing with fear of failure. You are not in a good state of mind, you know what I mean? And it's up to you to figure out how to deal with that. To play at high levels in all sports. But see, Alex Smith, I'm not sure I love that one so much.
Why?
Because he's so determined to get back on the field. The minute he steps on that field, he's already won. It's over. He's won. He could lose every single football game he plays in.
Yeah, his
and he's
level
already
of play
won.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, just dude, to get on the field is the win.
Of the year just for coming back to play.
Dude, I was freaking out for that guy.
I get you.
When he was playing, I was like, dude, you're insane.
I understand, but his victory was stepping on the field and playing. Period. No matter how it went,
you know, she's already proven that mental toughness. And athletes going forward, Christian's right. I mean, it's going to be interesting to watch, but it's such an individual thing, right? To how people are going to deal with this, and it's tough to paint with a broad
brush.
Good
luck coaching it.
Good luck. I don't envy coaches right now, whether it's gymnastics or baseball or football, because they're. I think now, and this is a good thing. The stigma, you keep calling it mental illness. Let's call it, I don't know if it's anxiety or demons, whatever. People are dealing with them more openly than ever now. And I would say it's a good thing because for years, people didn't know what they to do. And you know what they did instead? They turned to drugs or they turned to alcohol or they turned to something worse. They turned to suicide. And so people are now dealing with it, I think, more openly. In general, sports and life, I think that's good. And that's a good thing overall for all of us if we are okay with saying it out loud, I need help. Okay, whether it's Simone Biles or Daniel Bard or Rick Ankiel or pick your athlete who has had the ups and downs in their life. I view that as a good thing. But I think there are a lot of people who are wondering, like, what happens with sports going forward. I know what happens at 4:30. It's big deal or no big deal. After a trending with Tyler, it's more OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big deal or no big deal, where Christian will reveal the text messages he gets during the break here, coming up at 4:30.
We're definitely going to lighten it up a little bit. That's what we're doing. We're going to be serious for like another 10 minutes, and then we are going to change gears.
I do have a horse racing
shift
one for
gears,
you.
I guess. You don't change.
You asked me for one earlier. I may have a little big deal, no big deal for you.
Really?
Yeah, a little horse racing one.
Oh, okay.
For my neck of the woods. Which right. I think you'll laugh at. I think it'll make you laugh. That'll be good.
Because you've been a big like part of Big Deal, No Big Deal.
Because I actually like answer them, unless the host, unlike the host who normally is here, who just says...
Well, that, yes, Luke. And it's been a lot of gambling talk. Like, which, what actually
sure
happened?
Been.
I didn't mean, I stopped following it last week. What happened?
What
did
happened?
The bill pass? What happened? Can we gamble?
He was off Friday. He was out. He was checked out.
No, Christian.
It was tequila time at 7 o'clock
yes.
Thursday. The House passed it. Senate's got it. The ball's in their court. The Senate bill,
what
for
does
the
that
record.
Mean?
It was two different bills right
yeah,
now.
But isn't how long is this going to take?
30 seconds.
Okay, go.
But, the House bill has college sports betting.
Yeah.
Unlimited mobile. Anyone who wants to sign up for mobile can do it.
Yep.
The Senate bill, according to my sources, no college sports betting, maximum 6 mobile sites across the state, which means you only have 6 different books you can use. Which bet worse for the better?
5.
It's not good.
4.
Yeah.
3.
It's
you
not
made
good.
It.
It's the battle. I told you. It's going to be a battle. What?
All right.
What?
No, I'm saying, doesn't it always get squashed? You said the ball's in their
the
court.
Senate,
doesn't it always end
it? Yes. Yeah. The Senate craps on it every time.
So this is one of those things where, like, you can. So they actually think you can use only 6 mobile sites.
That's what they're projecting.
And you're still pissed about this?
Yeah, because what if there's like 50 that would be in
See,
the
you,
state?
You
and
want
you can
everything.
Shop around. No,
like,
I want
said,
a good market for
Let
us,
them
buddy.
Crack the door. Just let them open the door a little bit. Let it just be pro sports and just 6 books. And I guarantee by, I don't know, a couple of years, it'll open up.
In this state?
Just little by
How
little.
How long have you lived here? How long have you lived here?
Just take the crumbs.
Take the tip just for now?
Just take the crumbs. I'm going to stick with crumbs. Just take what they give you a little bit. Just okay. They're giving you a little something.
Well, I will not be taking any big gambling shots during Big Deal or No Big Deal, but Fourier's got that coming up in 10 minutes. Meanwhile, you guys are on hold. We told you about the big story in the Olympics. You can watch it tonight on Tape Delay on NBC. They hope you watch it because they're down 25%.
You just spoiled like 4 different events for
you. What are you going to do? Let's go to Vinny in West Springfield. Vinny!
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
I just want to make one thing blatantly clear.
Yeah.
Is that she is a quitter. You can't walk around with GOAT plastered on your back, and then when it comes time to perform, and perform in something that you have signed up for and been practicing for 4 years, and then go on and say, I'm done, I'm just leaving on my team. And I'll tell you one more thing. If she competes in the individuals this coming up soon, she will go down as the most selfish athlete in the history of all sports.
Thanks
for listening.
The gymnast of our lifetime. I don't think that's changing. Like Tom Brady, when he left here, was going to be the best quarterback no matter what. No matter what he did in Tampa, he added to his legend. I think, personally, if she goes and competes, like Lou said this last segment, she's going to actually enhance her career if she goes and wins gold. She's not going to be seen as a quitter. She'll
be
someone
who
fought through some issues and came back and won more gold medals at the age of 24.
There'll be people that say that. You know, she didn't perform well in that vault, so she just stopped. She's going to go individual. She's going to come back, right? Like, you know, there'll still be people. No one's ever 100%. You know what I mean? It's going to always be split or whatever it is. People have their own opinions. But, yeah, I think if she comes back and competes and just gets on the podium, it'll be a huge story.
Doug joins OMF. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
What's up?
Hey, well, first time, long time. I hate that cliche, but I am. And I just wanted to briefly touch on a couple of those callers that called in before me about saying that, you know, any of these people that train to go to the Olympics and, you know, tap out because of a mental health issue are quitters and, you know, X, Y, and Z. I can say from a firsthand experience that I didn't think mental health, to be honest, I thought it was kind of an excuse. I thought it was, you know, just another thing that people would say if they didn't have the stones or, you know, whatever it was. And until I met my wife, and who has minor, you know, mental health battles that she has every single day. And I have to honestly say that before I met her, I didn't think it was a big deal. And again, like I just said, that I thought it was a hoax, you know. But now, after living with her every single day and seeing her strive and through the ups and the downs, I can honestly say that it is an extremely big deal. And you don't know what anybody else is going through on in their personal battles, you know. Especially nonetheless that dirtbag Nassar, who did that to all these young girls, you know, who's to say how it affects her, you know, in the long
and Doug, term. And Doug, not just him, and not to people, it's very easy to find her story out. But anyone who followed this casually the last, you know, 4 to 5 years knows that it wasn't just Dr. Larry Nassar, Michigan State doctor, who was, you know, sometimes when parents were in the room, literally abusing these women, telling them it was some sort of therapy to get them healed or get them to feel better. He was using that as the guise to abuse these women when some of their parents were in the room. Like, her own U.S. Olympic team hid this knowledge from them. So there's a lot going on there, and I don't think anyone would disagree with your point that obviously we have no idea what she is going through. When you do sign up for sports on a major stage like this, this is going to be a discussion. We're going to have this conversation. If it's in the Olympics every 4 years, Team USA. If this was a different country, we probably would not be acknowledging it. But it's Team USA. She's a high-profile athlete, and she's the most decorated Olympian at these Olympics, and she walked away from the team event. Like, that it's going to be a discussion, but no one's debating, you know, the mental illness part of it that you talked about. Dave's in Peabody. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, what's up, Dave?
First of all, I want to say I can't wait to listen to Sean McDonald tonight on baseball. Oh, second of all, you three are my absolute favorite people in sports radio. I haven't called in a long time. I haven't called on the show. I tweet Mutt all the time on his Thursday night football game pre-show.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
No problem.
How am I wrong?
Oh, you're at
what am I wrong about? Yeah,
I like it.
Okay, here's the thing. I was in the car listening to your show, and my daughter was in the car. She's 20 years old. You were talking about Simone Biles, and it seemed like an easy thing to you to say something about an excuse going off. My daughter experiences anxiety. People that don't have anxiety don't know how debilitating it is. It can be flight or fright. And we think what she did, unlike Scottie Pippen, was the biggest team move she could ever make. She felt like if she performed, they wouldn't even get a medal. So she stepped out, cheered the hell out of them, and they got their silver medal. So we think what she did was very, very huge and very, very good.
Well, here's the thing. So,
thanks, Dave.
Again, I knew this was going to be difficult for people to kind of grasp. We're separating them. Like, one is just a big picture look at where we're going. You mentioned anxiety. Dave mentioned anxiety. Okay, I would say anxiety is a form of fear. I'm so nervous, anxious, because I don't know how it's going to end, so I don't want to do it. Now, like, so what? At what point, at what level of anxiety do you tell somebody, dude, you just got to fight through it? Like, we're all anxious. Like, so where is the limit? Where's the line? Like, I don't know where the line is.
That's a point. It's I mean,
I have anxiety before the game. Yes, all the time.
And there's a lot of athletes, you know, I mean, for example, let's say Chris Sale comes back and he's lights out and he's the guy. And going into the first, you know, round of the playoffs, he's just like, you know what, I can't go. And I'd rather not go than go out there and give it up, you know, but I'll cheer you on. You know what I mean? And like you said, she is the best player on that team. And would it be like, okay, you know what, good for him for stepping aside and giving the ball to Evaldi in game one instead? You know, and it's not, again, this is, we keep bringing it up. People still go there. wrong about Simone Biles. This isn't even about Simone Biles. I'm just talking about moving forward. In that scenario, would we praise Chris Sale for being able to recognize what he's dealing with and take a step back and not take them on and give it up?
It's going to take a while, but I think we will get there. I think you're right. The first major athlete who does it, who's not an Olympic sport, is different.
There's a lot of pressure on stars.
Yeah, but it's not to crap on the Olympics. You guys would agree, though, if this happened in an American Big Four sport, NFL, where a quarterback does not play in a big game, it'd be all people talked about for a week. This will be a 24-hour story, 48-hour story, and it will go away. I think the first time it happens, Lou, and it will happen, where some professional athlete on a high-level stage in this country says, I can't go in a game because of anxiety, yeah, and I'm dealing with this.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the
response
future,
will be
the next 5 years.
He'll be vilified by a majority of fans. The 10th, 15th, 20th time it happens, and it probably will, people will understand it more. Now, is that good or bad for sports, Christian? Yeah. That's what you're trying to get to? My answer is I don't know, but if people are acknowledging it instead of hiding it, I'm not saying fighting it, but I'm saying if it's debilitating to a point where they can't go, and instead of saying, like, who was the, was it Josh Gordon? Guy was drinking before games, could not deal with the stress of playing football. He's chugging alcohol before games. That's not healthy. I'd rather have him go get help than go pound Hennessy before football games. Like, if that's the other option, then that's the right thing to do. And Josh Gordon's a guy who's admitted fighting these demons now for a couple of years.
Yeah, I just feel like there's, it does, in certain situations, you say, wow, that takes a lot of guts. You know, they're really doing a lot. You want to do this one more? Yeah, okay, we're talking about some. But I do think, obviously, there's strength in admitting your weakness. There's also strength in overcoming your weaknesses. And I feel like that doesn't get enough attention.
All right, we will get to a break. We have Big Deal or No Big Deal with Christian Fourier. He is promising us the best rendition of this episode, show, whatever he calls it, this little thing he does, this little neck of the woods.
I don't know, man.
Big Deal or No Big Deal, next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal. Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Big deal, no big deal. Brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Losing your hair? Kind of a big deal. At least it was for me. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. If you're having an issue and you want to fix it, call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tell them Fourier sent you. All right, so I feel like we really need to lighten the mood a little bit.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Some very serious topics right here that we're diving into.
Yes.
So I'm just going to read you the headline, Lou, and I'll let you go first.
Yes.
Right-handed man almost masturbates to death.
Mm.
Big deal, no big deal.
It's a big deal. I mean, how do you, at what level? Give me a little bit of information. I mean, how many times a day for how long to the point where this guy just dehydrated himself?
So he's a 51-year-old man, okay, right-handed man. I don't know why they find it important to make sure everyone knows that he's right-handed. If he was left-handed, why would it matter?
Okay.
If he's right-handed and using his left hand, now that's impressive.
Yeah, so that's the stranger. That's called the stranger. Of course, you know that. So you would want to know.
Wait, stop. Is that what it's called?
The Stranger.
Oh, I love that. That's what it's called. I love that.
I'm sure. 37937. You can text in and correct me if I'm wrong.
The Stranger.
But it's important to know he's using his natural. He's a righty. He went to his going to his right there.
So that is funny. It's like the one-armed man did it. Like a new, yes. That's a whole new definition. God.
So do you have like the, how so many times a day for how long this thing went on for?
Multiple times himself? During the day. The Cliff Note doesn't version of the story is that he was masturbating so much that it induced a stroke.
Oh my God!
Because they call it a thunderclap. He said it promotes headaches and severe vomiting, and like as he was climaxing, that's when he had these issues. So he actually rushed himself to the hospital. Okay, and then they actually fixed it. They helped him out. The funniest thing is the lines from the New York Post are classic. It says emergency medical technicians suspected he had a stroke while stroking. Get it?
Well, let me ask you.
Where's the Trump?
You walk in there and you admit yourself in the hospital, and they say, "Sir, what is wrong?
Yeah,
how did you come about with these? You know,
what
these,
is the problem?
What is the problem? You just sit there and say, I have been masturbating."
Yeah.
20 times a day for the last 2 weeks, and I think it finally caught up to
me.
Yeah,
but if you're masturbating 20 times a week, then I don't think that's going to be the first thing. He's going to be like, I changed my diet a little bit. Maybe I'm not drinking enough water. Like, they got to get that information
out
of him
and tell him. My guess is more than 20 or 14 days.
20 is not a big, over 14, that's not a big day. Come on, give me a break.
Can we all just get real personal and like, what personal record as a young preteen?
It's just a good week.
As a young preteen,
20's not going to kill you.
No, like your parents left the house.
I always felt like it was like that was like, you know, encouraged.
I think three was probably my max in one.
Who was the? Give me the poster on your wall when you were 18. Ooh. I'm going to. You get to find out how old
have,
you are.
I didn't have.
You didn't.
No.
I had sports on there.
I did. You know what? I'm a loser. I did. But I'm sure it was like the SI swimsuit edition was probably the go-to.
See,
during that
I can tell you exactly who
might have been.
I can tell you exactly
Kathy
who
Ireland,
had.
I think Kathy Ireland on the SI. What are you? What is Garvin celebrating?
I called it. I knew you were going to say Kathy Ireland.
No. There's. I can tell you.
Congrats, she's
I can
attractive
tell you.
Woman.
You know? Listen, Lou,
join the club, buddy.
I'm going to tell you the poster, the poster that was on your wall as a kid.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you. I already know.
Nomar. We gonna go Farrah Fawcett?
No. Too old for you. Heather Thomas.
Heather Thomas.
Pink bathing suit.
I thought you were going
hot
Heather
tub.
Locklear.
Who's Heather Thomas?
No. She had one too, but I think you don't know. Well, she's
Carmen Electra.
But Carmen Electra. That's when you were older. Yeah, I'm talking about when you were in high school. Oxy Posse.
Oxy Posse.
Yes. You and Carmen Electra were the
Heather
same
Thomas.
Age.
I know. Yeah, I know. Heather Thomas.
Was she from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah. Heather Locklear was up
no,
there.
No, Heather Thomas was not Fast Times at Richmond High.
Who was
that's
she?
Phoebe Cates no, was Fast Times. She was
ESPN definitely. Swimsuit Edition was, yeah, that was
awesome. My whole room was filled with naked women.
She threw like, I'm not kidding. She threw like 90 like, in her prime.
I was this guy who I should have went to the hospital.
Not surprised.
And I didn't know that the stranger existed.
So,
by 14-year-old kid, Mom.
Okay, let's get to this.
First of all,
this guy's an idiot. You just go in and say, I was out for a run. You don't admit this to the doctor. You just say, I was out for a run. I've been running a lot, and this happened. But this is a big deal because he found out he had an underlying health problem through masturbation. That's ends up being like, that's like the, God's gift right
so
there.
Actually,
don't bear the
that's
lead.
A big
basically,
deal.
Don't bear the
he
lead.
He could have died from
masturbating
this.
Saved his life.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this guy should do a commercial like PSAs on our station. I didn't know I was having these thunderclap strokes until I started stroking.
Yeah.
And then I realized I had a health problem. So
if it lasts more than 4 hours, it may save your life.
If you go to the doctor, it's probably a big deal.
So we have some texters to 37937 to clarify the definition of the stranger.
Okay, yeah.
Sit on your hand until it goes numb and then do the business. Your junk feels it, but your hand does not.
Oh, my God.
That is the stranger.
I never heard of the stranger. Okay. I never even thought about that.
Your hand goes numb.
Because nobody, you're not ambidextrous in that department.
No, it's never the same.
What?
It's never the same.
I don't go left.
Lefty?
Never.
Look at my forearm. Look how strong it is.
I'll record the PSA right now. 3,
sit on your hand.
2,
go ahead.
I like
it. Hi, it's WEEI's Chris Curtis.
We found our model, our voice.
Oh, all right. So, hypocrisy.
What do you
it
got?
Seems to be in vogue. Wow. And I wanted to do this one, not to get all political, but I do think it's funny how things have changed because President Joe Biden, I mean, people talk about Trump lashing out. at reporters during his press conferences.
I thought you were going to be light during this.
I know. Biden does the same thing. It's kind of funny.
No.
So we're going to keep it
Jerry
light.
America.
Yeah. I love Jerry America.
America.
No, it's not Jerry America. It's Jerry America.
Yes.
But we actually use Jerry's name, unlike some other people.
It's Jerry Callahan.
It's Jerry Callahan, friend of the show. Should have a plaque on the wall for being one of the greatest of all time. All right. So back to business. Joe Biden. He actually slammed a reporter for asking
a question.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
What did I do?
It was an RKO out of nowhere.
Nothing. Go ahead.
So what? What did I do?
Nothing. What time is VB coming in?
Oh, my God. Can we go back
Kim
to the
Kerrigan
first subject?
I thought you said something about him slamming a reporter. I wasn't sure, but go ahead. I want to hear how he did it.
Slam a reporter. No, just play the clip.
Veterans Affairs is going to have a mandate.
You are such a pain in the neck, but I'm going to answer your question because you've known each other for so long. It has nothing to do with Iraq.
So here's this. The point is that, you know, Biden said, listen, you know, don't ask any questions about Iraq. She kind of slipped it in there anyways. He didn't like it. Big deal, no big deal. Mutt.
In this current media climate, no big deal. Gets no media coverage at all. Didn't get covered. You have to find it on certain Twitter accounts and certain websites. With the way this president's covered, no big deal at all. Brushes by, nothing to see.
Yeah, there. I would agree.
Sorry.
And plus, you got to admit, too, like Joe Biden saying, you know, you're a pain in the neck. Compared to like Donald Trump saying you're a pain in the neck, it just comes off differently.
It does, right? It has a different feel.
It sort of just feels like your grandpa being like, you're a little pain in the ass.
Yeah, I tell you what, you little
whippersnapper.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It does feel different.
It is. It sounds different.
He definitely loses his temper and lashes out a lot more than I thought he would. Mm-hmm. Like if you press him on something and he decides that he's done with
basically
it.
Basically, if you don't stay on script.
Yes, oh, I'm done with it.
Yeah, God forbid you have to ask him questions about things he says, Ryan.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. See, that's more hypocritical because if the other guy ever said that, holy smokes.
I mean, yeah. Don Lemon, yeah, you're exactly right, President Biden. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Not going to question you at all.
All right, so I'm going to bring up
something. And as you know, numbers are very sort of pro-liberal.
So I'm going to bring up something, a discussion I had with Fitzy yesterday because I need somebody to co-sign with me on this because Fitzy was completely against it. I have an issue with all these streaming services, like especially Apple. So the conversation started with Ted Lasso, how the season 2 of Ted Lasso came out. And the first season of Ted Lasso, you could binge watch it whenever you felt like it. They released every single episode, and I watched it when I felt like it. I paused it when I wanted to pause it, or I just was a pig and watched every single one in a row over a weekend. But now what they're doing is they're starting to regulate my streaming habits, and I don't like it. I want to binge what I want to binge. Lou, big deal or no big deal?
It's a huge deal, because here's the thing. You can't, especially during like COVID, introduce something and then take it away from me. I got to the point where, like, you talk about binge watching. Yeah, I could sit there, depending what it is, Cobra Kai. I could watch the whole goddamn thing in one sitting, okay? But certain shows, and Ted Lasso's one of them, I want to watch two, at least. I want to watch three. Every time I sit down, I want to watch at least two, maybe three of those things. And now I got to wait till next Friday? Like, you can't give it to me and then take it back from me. Like, you've created some habits for people enjoying the way they want to watch
these shows.
That's
it. They created these new viewing habits. They did
and
this,
can't
not
change
us.
It.
And then they say, no, we want to change
no,
it.
No, we thought it was the coolest thing. Yep. This is awesome. I can watch like three or four in a row. This is fantastic. Oh, when it comes out?
Yep.
Wait, 10 episodes? 14 come out at once? Oh, my God, thank you. And now all of a sudden they're like, no. That was just during COVID.
Yeah.
Now we're going to make you sit there and watch it over 14 weeks.
We
make sure you pay for our service for 4, 5, 6 months as opposed for maybe just a week and binge watch and get done.
It's a huge deal. And to the point where I did this. Better Call Saul. Like, I'd watched all the first season or whatever because it was on Netflix. The second season came out on TV, AMC, whatever it's on. I don't even know these days. And I didn't watch it at all because I wanted to stack them all up in my DVR and binge watch them.
Yeah.
So I've gone out of my way on shows that are scheduled once per week. I don't do that anymore. I'm going to DVR the whole season, avoid the spoilers best I can, and then go watch the
thing
afterwards.
So you're telling me I got to wait a month, sit down, and watch like 4 Ted Lassos at once?
See, that's how
And then wait another month?
You want to do that or you want to go week by week and say, oh, I can't wait until this time and this is... No!
It's just not enjoyable as much. So I almost feel like what do you have to do is like next Friday I got to watch episode 1 real quick, maybe before episode 2, just to kind of see, just to remember kind of where I'm at. And you created this thing for me, and now you took it. I don't like it.
I don't like it. I think it's a big deal because, to me,
legit deal.
You created new viewing habits, and then you decided you don't want to do it anymore.
Can I just jump in and say, don't you enjoy actually having something to look forward to?
No. Over the past almost two years, I have not gone without. There are so many shows, and I stream them all. Hulu, Netflix, Prime, Disney, Pornhub. Apple, Pornhub. Do they have a streaming service?
Corncob.
Sure, why not?
Was that Corncob one?
It's free. I wonder if they have a Stranger episode.
A Stranger episode.
Pornhub.
They have every
if
sort of
I'm sure you can. If you type in the stranger. The Stranger? What do you think would come up?
I don't want to watch that.
Do it right now. Do it right now on your work computer.
Do it on Greg's computer.
So, I don't want to do that.
It's not a show I want to watch.
The Stranger. Greg would do it real slow, right? The Stranger.
All right, so bowl season, bowl sports. It's not for a while now, but Barstool Sports. Barstool Sports is getting into the bowl season, bowl game.
Emergency press conference.
Business. They're going to start sponsoring the Arizona Bowl. Barstool Sports expanding into college football bowl games as both the exclusive title sponsor and broadcast partner of the Arizona Bowl. Mm. Slated for December 31st. Big deal, no big deal.
See, I say no big deal. I'm happy for them. Good for them. You know, Barstool, they got the Arizona Bowl. It's great. But it's, I don't know. Are you a big, what bowl am I watching? What's the sponsor?
Pool and Weedier Bowl.
But you know what I mean? It's just like, what's the sponsor? No. You watch the game. It's the Cotton Bowl? Or is it the so-and-so Cotton Bowl? It's just like, no.
You know what this is, Lou? This is
Barstool Bowl, which would be good for them. Again, good for them. But for me, in my world, who's playing in it? Do I want to watch the game?
This is a company's version of, this is what we call discretionary income.
Yes.
Like, I have a bunch of money. I don't know what to spend
it on.
I'm going to sponsor.
Work at night.
A bowl game. Because I just don't feel like, where's the value in it?
Okay, I think it's great for them.
Arizona Bowl was like the third place MAC team or the fourth place.
Okay, so first of all.
Mountain West team.
You're burying the lead. It's a legit deal. Big, big, big deal. It's a New Year's Eve game.
Yeah.
The only game on New Year's Eve, so we're all going to watch it. It's not going to be on TV. It used to be on the CBS Sports Network you used to work for, right? You and Houston Nutt used to yap about terrible games at midnight.
Can I ask you a quick question?
State quarterback's going to win.
Quick question?
Yep.
How many bowl games do you watch on New Year's Eve?
I still want my kids. We do nothing on New Year's now. Maybe we don't go out anymore. We stay home. No.
Me and my kid do shots.
I'm too old.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
We order Chinese food. We stay in. We put the kids to bed. Like, we put it at 9 o'clock. It's time to go to bed. And we end up watching some streaming service and pass out.
So it's big. So it's. I agree. It's a big deal for them.
They're streaming it only on the Barstool, either social medias or on their website.
Good.
And they're going to broadcast it the way they want to. And they've done some cool stuff with boxing and the other They're going to make it entertaining. They're going to do different stuff that other networks would not do. I like that networks take chances. I think it's a big deal.
I just feel
because
like
they won't do a traditional boring broadcast.
Okay, well that's different to me. If it's just the namesake, I mean, I don't know. If they're going to do commentary during the game, things like that, then yeah, I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be good. But if it's just like we got a name on a bowl, well, good for you. You know what I mean? Good, you know, whatever. Spending some money, make some money, whatever. Your name's out there. It's a big brand. God bless you. But as far as me, like, I don't really care about the names on a bowl. But if it's going to make a different kind of viewing experience, it'll be interesting.
See, the broadcast and presentation.
Yeah, you're right, because it'll go off CBS Sports Network, and it's going to be just straight, you know.
Is Portnoy going to do play-by-play or color?
I know Big Cat says he's going to sing the national anthem, which will be worth the investment right there. I saw him tweeting about
that. I'm sure Toledo's going to be really happy. Like, what is the bowl gifts? Like, because going to the bowls,
they're
all
sponsored by Barstool.
We'll be able to bet on this game in the state. Probably not. Not in Massachusetts.
No, not in Massachusetts.
Maybe New Hampshire.
I mean, I guess, Tyler, I guess I'll just keep going, right?
You know what?
I'll do this one. Going into the break, because I know this is part of our topic at the 5 o'clock hour, because we were talking about Bill Belichick. He had his press conference, and then a lot of questions about, you know, who's going to be the starting quarterback, and he's talked about clean slate. What we really wanted to hear was something like Kyle Shanahan. Because Kyle Shanahan also met with reporters before his camp opened up, and they asked him about his starting quarterback. And he says that Jimmy Garoppolo is the starting quarterback. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Trey Lance is the number two, and there is no open competition right now. Lou, big deal or no big deal?
You know, I'm going to say no big deal, because there isn't anybody, any analyst, anyone that watched Trey Lance and said he's ready to start year one. Not one. The debate has always been, you know, after the first two guys that are going to teams will probably start right away, the debate was Mac Jones might be the closest, other than those two, to start in the NFL. So wherever Mac Jones ended up, if he was in San Fran, maybe Shanahan would say it's an open competition. But Trey Lance, everybody knows, is not ready and is a year or two away, a little project, but still very talented, could be great next year. We'll see. But I don't think anybody thought there was going to be a competition once they drafted Trey Lance. It was Garoppolo's job, period.
Yeah,
it's not that big of a deal.
It's I'm going to sound like Gordaway. It's a no deal. It's a no deal because you know
why the game works.
Trey Lance is not signed yet, not even signed yet, so he can't even be in camp. So what's Shanahan supposed to say?
Oh, you're making a great
point. You know what? There's a competition, guys. By the way, we haven't signed Trey Lance yet. He's not even here. So they're in this weird spot where Garoppolo by default is the guy. But is anyone going to be shocked if, based on the stories we heard from Chris Sims and others, if they bump Garoppolo?
I missed the San Fran Niners news. So he's not signed yet?
No, I don't think Trey Lance is signed.
What's he going to do?
They're back all to school? Slotted.
Like, what are we doing?
No, the thing is that they're all slotted. I don't know what he's holding out. It's so hard.
He's slotted.
It's no sense.
Guys, Zach Wilson's not signed either. What are they holding out for? Maybe they don't want to be at camp. I have no idea. I've not followed the story closely, but I do know it's easy for Shanahan to say this today. What happens when he does sign, and he will, and let's say Garoppolo struggles out of the gate and Trey Lance is sitting there waiting in the wings, and we know because Chris Sims has been telling everybody he wants to get rid of Garoppolo. So this means nothing. I guess technically no big deal because I'm not going to be floored if Trey Lance starts at some point.
You know why it's no big deal? Year. Because if you're going to compare the two situations,
you can't.
Cam Newton, we all know, is not, well, I don't think he's as good as Jimmy Garoppolo. So it's easier for Kyle Shanahan to say, listen, even if Trey Lance was signed, Jimmy Garoppolo is our quarterback because of course he's your quarterback. He's better. You can win with Jimmy Garoppolo. You've been to a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's healthy. Finally, again, why would you even remotely say it's a clean slate? It's an open competition.
So it's not.
Here, it realistically is because Cam Newton is not going to be the quarterback by the end of the season.
I'm just looking at the Zach Wilson because I'm confused by this. They said he's going to get a full 4-year, fully guaranteed $35.2 million contract. The issue apparently is his language that allows the Jets to recoup some money if they cut him before the end of the deal. Can you imagine taking a kid second overall and having a slotted deal that it's guaranteed and sit there and say, all right, but we need this language in your contract. What's that? That if we cut you within 4 years, we can get some money back?
Yeah. It's
Are you kidding me?
Jets, though,
you took me second and you're already thinking of cutting me? Like, what are we? Get me in camp.
See, the thing is that like the reason they when they redid the CBA, it was created so this would never happen. You wouldn't hold out anymore. It's a 5-year deal, so it's really a 4-year deal with a team option for the fifth year. Like you would have to declare early if you wanted to keep them or not. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens, they're going through that right now. This is the stupidest thing ever. It's a typical Jet situation. Let's make this hard on everybody. It's not like they need him at all. It's not like they have a new coach. It's not like they're probably going to finish last in the division
that's
again.
That's fine. We can't end with a sports one. This is not the whole part. Big deal or no big deal is to get off sports.
Yeah, we're good.
I got one more. Okay, real quick. This is not sports.
Okay. Oh.
Big deal or no big deal. You guys have all seen this, right? In fact, you see it. You go to the grocery store right now. J-Lo and Ben Affleck are freaking everywhere. She breaks up with A-Rod, and now there's that picture with Affleck's got a hand on her ass.
The pose
he's
one?
He's like crying there. I'd like to know. Is this a big deal or no big deal that Affleck's broken up with his girl, J-Lo's out from A-Rod, and immediately they're like everywhere taking pictures. I don't like it. I think it's a big deal because it makes Affleck makes him look sad right now. You guys see these pictures,
I think J-Lo for over 50 is a smoke show. But this will, this will fizz out. So it's not a big deal.
Okay. No.
It's like, well, let's just get it out of our system.
I hate it. I don't
There's
like
no
it.
Way it's going to last. They'll both end up with somebody else, and it'll be a part-time romance. So they're in Italy right now. And here's the thing I thought of real quick before
you answer.
Big deal
for A-Rod right now.
Where are their kids? I know they all got kids. How can they be alone?
Nanny time.
I can never be alone away from my
ben
kids
and nanny
that long.
Time
it's me, it's no big deal.
hey, Jen, I got this idea. I got an idea for a nanny. She's not very good looking. Average, but boy, I tell you.
I mean, the two attention whores. It's only a big deal if you want to give them the attention. That's what they're looking for. So to me, I'm going to give them the attention. I don't care about these two lovebirds. Like, good, whatever. You said it's going to be over soon.
You hate Ben Affleck, though.
I don't mind Ben.
Because he ripped you that
one
time.
Oh, I forgot about
He hasn't gotten over it yet. That's a big deal.
I don't mind Ben.
You hate
We've
Matt
made
Damon?
A mind, Ben. He's a fine host.
He's a fine actor.
That's what he said about Ben.
Oh, wait. Say that again.
I don't hold grudges.
Dude, your very existence is based on holding grudges. Are you kidding me? That is like part of your DNA.
There you go. Good job, Christian. This hour of OMF brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Bill Belichick has a change of tune. We'll get to it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.